What is something that you're looking for on a first date? Like when you actually meet the person, like what is something, the first thing you notice when you go on a first date?
Good teeth is so important.
Yeah.
Good teeth. A nice, beautiful white smile.
Yeah, I think I definitely is kind of like, what do they look like what they, you know, they present themselves on the dating apps?
Oh, like do they match their picture?
Because I know I don't.
Which, well, here's, this is the thing. If you, I think it's silly to lie about your photo because,
right.
Like, if anything, I think that you should make your photo worse because then if they still choose or you hit it off and then you meet in person, it's like, oh gosh.
It's under promise, over deliver.
Exactly.
It always works out
and
better.
Then if you're over promising and under delivering, that's not going to go well
I've
for you.
I've always over promised, under deliver when it came to that because
yeah.
When I showed up, I was so short.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Unless I make a headline that says how short I was, then I wouldn't get the date in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try to make myself look taller.
Right.
It just was disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on a dating app a little over a year ago, I remember I had some friends who's like, why are you putting your real age on there? I'm like,
because.
Oh, yeah, I would do that.
People need to know.
I think Jason's like, you should do a younger age. I'm
100%.
Like, 100%. They're going to find
no,
out. I'm
absolutely
not.
And then you're a liar, and then you don't come out of that.
Yeah.
No,
do you
no,
know?
Katie.
Yes. Trust me.
Yeah. No, what
trust
you
me.
Do is if you can get away with making, because you look younger, you make your age look younger, then you don't say a word. If things start going well and they get to the point where they say, I love you.
No.
Then you could tell them because they're not going to be upset because you just like, it's been bothering me. But it's like, it's too late. They already love you.
Can I tell you something? This is absolutely wrought with no good things. Like nothing's going to come of that.
Yes.
Because
nothing happens.
No. What you're looking at, what you're doing is setting yourself up for some sort of just hookup app.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Where you're like, okay, fine. Oh, you lied to me. I'm still here. You're still here. I'll still sleep with you. No. Once they find out, I'm just saying, once you find out that somebody has lied to you, you are branded a liar.
Not,
and then whether you
what else
choose,
you lying about?
Yes,
yeah.
Whatever.
That's
if
a
you choose
white
to
lie.
Accept it.
It's not the
it's
worst
not.
Lie, but it's you're starting off the wrong foot.
Yes.
Lots of people do it. And then I also have a friend. I have a friend that's a good person, and he has a fake name and fake age. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I don't know.
They're going to meet you.
Yes.
And then when you call them that one name, you're going to be like, not responding because it's not your name.
I don't understand. Take dating apps out of it. I know that's what we're talking about. But I even think that it's really important to post really not flattering photos on your own social media just so that people will see you and they'll be like, damn, you look better in person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What I usually
you
do is I post a billboard of the show.
Yes.
And then
yes.
The next one is like my Tesla with the doors open.
Okay.
And then the next one is something else. Then maybe the 10th photo is me fat and bald.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
Because, you know, that's definitely going to get a certain type of person.
It will. And, also,
and that's also extremely misleading. Like, yeah. Like, I'm not someone who should have a Tesla.
Also, anybody who, and Jared, I'm sorry.
Oh, I know.
But anybody
I know.
Who
course.
Is attracted to a person simply because of their car, that's a red flag.
Of course it is.
Okay. So you're just asking to attract red flags.
Absolutely.
Yes. 100%. Yeah.
Bring me your red flag.
Yes. Anybody who's like, damn, he's got a great car. I love him. Red flag.
As I think single Cam Newton has said.
Yeah.
Said red flag sometimes turn into six flags. And
yes.
That's why I've been doing it.
And how many
it's a fun
children?
Ride, eh?
Yeah. How many children does he have with
like
how
10.
Many
yep.
Uh-huh. So let's not
no,
maybe
I
make
know.
That the example.
No, I know.
Yes.
And I was tongue in cheek. Usually it's the first photo when I was on it of me and I'm like, if they get past this photo, then either they have eye problems or they're looking for maybe something more. I don't know. All right, let's go to Michael. Michael, what is the first thing you look for on a first date?
It would be a personality and if they vibe right. If they didn't have a good vibe, I don't think there would be a second date. Also, I'm an all-morning listener and I love y'all. Y'all are great.
Thank you,
Michael. Appreciate that so much.
I see the vibe in that, but I will have to say it's definitely looks first on the first day. It is. There was a girl, there was a beer tub girl. This is before Carol at bar, and she was the smoking hottest girl. And she agreed with me to go. It was just, and she knew my height. She knew how tall I was, and she was cool with it. She agreed with me to spend the day at Busch Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most awkward date I've ever experienced in my life. She couldn't talk right.
Oh.
I couldn't talk to her right. We didn't. It was very odd.
You have no chemistry.
She had major RBF, but that's okay. I'm into that.
You married that.
But
I'm into that.
I still went through the day and still tried to keep it going because she was so hot. Hot was everything at first.
Well, sometimes also, like the hot, yes, I get. But sometimes also your environment where you meet is a vibe in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And you mesh there and everything's great. And you're like, oh, I could. And then you go out in the light of day and you think, okay, that's it. We can't do this.
Yeah.
We can't do
it. But a theme park to me was the easiest.
Exactly. But you vibed in the nightclub or when you didn't?
No, because she never really talked. Nobody could like talk to her right, but she was just so hot.
I thought you liked that vibe. You
want to go to Busch Gardens?
It was Busch Gardens.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You want to go to Busch Gardens?
Oh, I did.
Yeah. You said
the Whistling Wolf
or whatever the rides are.
I mean, I've never had a bad time in an amusement park with anybody.
The only pitfall is that that's typically going to be a long date.
And
expensive.
Yes, yes.
I did a date one time meeting to play golf, and it's like, I'm not good at golf, and like you're committing to
a
5 hours if you do 18 holes, and I ended it after 9 just because, whatever.
Yeah.
But nothing against the person. But
did you really?
Yeah. Well, I had a lot going on that day, too.
Also, ending at 9 is acceptable.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
it wasn't like at 3 holes. Yes. Like, oh, look at the time.
That's a problem.
Right? If you go after 3, then that's you know that things are not working out. 9's fine.
Yeah.
9's good.
Let's go to Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann, what is the first thing you notice on a date?
Hey, guys. Good morning. The first thing, I think it's fair to say that you notice, their looks, their voice, their vibe. But once you sit down and kind of get the jitters out, I think it's important to notice how often they're on their phone.
Ooh.
Like if you're sitting down and having a conversation with somebody and they're constantly checking their phone, I think that's a huge red flag because it kind of just shows that they're not, they're not into you or it's making you question, like, am I not being interesting enough? What's wrong with me? Are there things going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they happens a little bit later.
That's really important, especially on a first date.
Yeah, especially a first date.
You know, as you start to get to know each other, obviously, social media is a big thing. And if you're both kind of showing each other pictures on your phone, I think that's a little bit different. But if it's just a one-sided thing where somebody's constantly on their phone and just not engaged and not being present in that moment, that's just not a good feeling.
But what if they have like a 4-leg parlay on BetMGM or DraftKings?
Red flag.
No?
Red flag.
If they even say that, you should dump them.
I'm just checking my parlay real quick. Hang on.
Or they're swiping left and right.
Then we better be in a sports bar, and you better buy me a double.
Okay.
All right. Might be acceptable.
That'd be a hit.
Hey, all right. She sounds like a good girl to date, Squid. Are you single?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right.
That's Squid. That's a good
one. Squid's like, why don't we stray? Why am I getting strays?
I lost my parlays last night.
We all did.